Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend Chester Elton. Chester is the co-author of All In, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results. And we're talking about some wonderful stories. These are stories about organizations that have followed Chester and Adrian's lead and have taken advantage of their ideas on how to get employees engaged, stakeholders engaged, and the high return on a relatively low investment that you get out of doing these things. Chester, congratulations on the great work you guys are doing. You got another story to tell us.
You bet. Well, you know, while I was in Dallas, I visited with another company, a consulting firm, Sendero Business, you know, Services. And really interesting, they have about 60 employees, and they had all worked for, you know, the partners had all worked for big consulting firms. And one of the things that had happened is they found that they were on the road a lot. You know, they do these integration consultants, and they do a lot of consultancies. They do a lot in IT. And, you know, you'd leave Sunday night, and you'd come back Friday night, and you'd do it for, you know, 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
They all decided that that wasn't the kind of lifestyle they wanted, so they formed a consulting company that focuses on businesses in Dallas. Which I thought was pretty bold. They built a great practice. They have extraordinary customer service. They're really passionate about what they do. So one of the things they did to get their employees all in is they created what's called a word cloud. And I was listening to your previous guest when she said, you know, imagine what you want the truck to look like, you know, what you want your business to be in 5 years. Well, that's what they did. They said, what is it about our culture that you appreciate? And again, you know, opening the doors, sharing everything with your employees, getting their input. And they created this cool thing called a word cloud. What they do is when all the words come together from all the employees, the word that shows up the most is the biggest and boldest. And then they use different, sizes of words to come down. And it was fascinating. The biggest word in the cloud was family atmosphere.
Huh.
And I thought, isn't that great? Well,
and they would never have known that had they not gone through this process, would they?
Exactly.
Nobody would have brought that up in a staff meeting.
Perfect. Yeah, and what it does is it lets them know what is most important to their employees, and to your point, to be consistent with that, to work on it, and make sure that that core value isn't lost. Another big word
was support. This is where you get the company serving the people instead of the people serving the company.
Well, I think you're exactly right. You know, when you've got that servant leadership that says, look, we want to support you and your families. We want to support you and your dreams. It creates a whole different atmosphere at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fun was a big one. Entrepreneurial. Integrity.
Absolutely.
And it goes down to some smaller words. I was looking really close in the smaller words. I was really hoping somewhere in there would say, like, beer, you know.
Well, that's part of the fun. Well, you know, in that same interview you were talking about with Ellen Rohr earlier, we were talking about building a business plan, and I said, there's got to be a page in your business plan for fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. They started to listen to people, and they started to say, okay, if we're just going to be in Dallas, what are some of the things we can really do to integrate ourselves into Dallas culture and so on? So they picked different charities that they work with, you know, for kids and so on. They stage auctions, they buy children's artwork, and they post it all around the office. A nice reminder. One of the things they were doing while I was there is they in their break room, they have a little break room, you know, you put your lunch and get coffee and so on. They asked employees to put their passion play and frame their passion play. And so what it was is people took pictures of what they love to do. Whether it was with their families or their hobbies or their talents, and they took all those pictures and they framed them and they're putting them around the walls in the break room.
Wow.
It's a really simple way to get to know other people in the organization.
Absolutely.
It's
the humanity of the organization, not the org chart. And so tell us, we got about a minute left. Tell us what the performance turned out to be.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you think, okay, a consultant company that's focused just in one city, how can it be? They're doubling their business every 2 years, and they're attracting some of the best and brightest from the colleges and universities.
Because they were driving by customer prospects on the way to the airport to go somewhere else.
Exactly. And it's really interesting. I said, so what is it that attracts these best and brightest to you? And he says, you know, we've got great capabilities, but there's no question, it's our culture that brings everybody in. And that's what Adrian and I are passionate about. We really do believe that everybody deserves a great place to work.
Right. Chester, I need your website.
Oh, it's thecultureworks.com.
Folks, check it out. The book is called All In. That's just one of the books. They got more coming out. You got a kid's book coming out soon, right?
We do. We'll talk about that at the end of the year, if
we
you like.
Look forward to that. Hey, Chester, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I won't be. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.